was a shock, big shock to your system.
Do you mind telling us why you were sent there?
Partner was fighting and I was there when he was fighting, so we got 4.5 years, I got 8 months, well, 18 months.
But you only served 8?
Yeah.
So your partner's still inside then?
Yeah, he's been in there 2.5 years, comes out in 2 weeks.
How do you feel about that?
I'm glad, get my life back together.
But you had children as well, hadn't you?
Yeah, they're in care at the moment, I've lost them all.
How many children do you have?
9.
9 children?
9 children, yeah.
And how old are they?
From 22 to 6.
So for your youngest ones in particular, 6 years old, being in care, do you have a hope of trying to get them back to Rena?
No, I'm never able to get them back. I'm trying to see them, but I'll never get them back. It's a shock this time of year, it's worse, because you realise what you've lost in that law and see people shopping, and it just affects you more.
Is that really
Christmas, thinking you're not going to be buying
Christmas
presents?
Christmas, birthdays. But sometimes you won't lock yourself away, which I do quite a lot and don't come out. But coming here, it gives me somewhere to come, something to focus on, get a shout, a new group of people.
Presumably, have you only been to prison that one time?
Yeah, first time.
And how do you feel in terms of determined of not going back?
I'm not going back. It was a big shock going there. It scares me, but I'm not never going back. It's given me something. It's made me come off the beer and that one, drugs and that one. It's got me clean going there.
Were you addicted to drink and drugs before?
Yeah, I was.
What kind of substances would you use?
Amphetamine. But yeah, I've had none now for 2 years, so I'm doing all right.
You feel a lot cleaner?
Yeah. Do you feel more focused? Wake up straight and not worrying where you're going to get your money from, so yeah.
So would you say prison was a good thing for
you? Yeah, it was a good thing, yeah. I was at rock bottom until I did that. I would have either died or just kept using, so yeah, it got me clean. Sometimes if you don't go and get away from everyone you know and stuff, you know, you don't come clean, you need to get away from it all, and I think that's the only thing what was going to help me get clean.
When you were in that courtroom and the judge or the magistrate said to you, this is your sentence, you're going to jail, what went through your mind that first night when you were in a prison cell?
I cried my eyes out. It was scary, I didn't know what it was going to be like, but some of the girls are nice. Get to know some of the girls and that one, and that's how you get through.
What's your plan now for life?
Keep straight, and I don't know, take one day at a time.
How difficult is it to not go back to drugs?
It's pretty easy, you've just got to keep your head focused. As long as your head's focused, it's easy to stay off it. Some people news and go that way for different reasons. You need to focus on the reason why, and before you've hit rock bottom, you're never going to come clean. You've got to hit rock bottom before you come clean.